I'm David Benedetto, and today I'll be speaking with Sam Malvaney to talk about the third annual Weird Homes Tour happening on November 16th. How's it going today, Sam?
Pretty good, pretty good.
To kind of start us off, like, how did this tour come to be?
Well, it all started in Austin, Texas. David Neff, who was the founder of it, was walking through his neighborhood one time, he and his wife Shelley, and they saw a house that looked like the Alamo. And just a light bulb went off in his head, and he said, you know, I'd love to go in and see what that house looks like inside. So one thing led to another, and he started putting together a tour. And it started in Austin, and then it's become very popular over there, and it's spread to six cities now.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad it's here.
Yeah.
What does it kind of entail? Like, what does it look like? Do people kind of guide themselves, or is there a tour guide?
It's a self-guided tour.
Okay.
And one thing you got to be aware of is that it's all across New Orleans. So it's not in one area. And it's from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 16th. And you have to drive yourself, and it's some space between it.
And I know that you actually have a house that is on the tour, right?
Yes, it is.
What makes your house weird?
Well, it's the Museum of Bad Taste.
Ah, lovely. What is in the Museum of Bad Taste?
A lot of stuff full of bad taste. Actually, I say, if you go in my place, it's like a sensory overload.
Yeah.
Because you look at the stuff and everything that I say is individually, it's hideous. Collectively, it's fabulous. Because you come in and I've got everything from the 50s mainly, 60s, and a few things from the 70s. It's like going back in time in my place to when New Orleans in the 50s, or the 60s even. Because, you know, it's not a lot of places like that left. But it's just, it's something to see. And it's right at the corner of, I call it Ground Zero in the quarter, because I'm right by Pat O'Brien's on the corner of St. Peter and Royal.
Ah.
So, I mean, it's noisy, but it's wonderful. And it's as weird inside as it is outside on the quarter. So,
wonderful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Have you gotten a chance to see any of the other houses?
I have.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor is also on it. I'm the Museum of Bad Taste, and she's the Studio of Good Taste. Because she's an artist, and her name is Isabelle Jacopin. And she's a wonderful artist from France, and she really specializes in New Orleans scenes and musicians and whatnot. So you go start in my house and go through the bad taste, and go out on my balcony, and then come back in through the good taste. I'm telling you, some of them are really strange. Some of them are the tiniest home in New Orleans is one of them that's there. And he was a formerly homeless man that built this and did, I think it's 700 square feet or something like that. I don't know if it's the tiniest, but it could be. There's some pretty tiny places in the quarter, but his is out of there. And there's some that there's an old jail, converted jail cell. So I think you'll find it very interesting.
And I know that some of the proceeds are going towards a very good cause as well.
Yeah, they donate 10% of their cause of the proceeds to Housing NOLA, which I think is a very worthwhile nonprofit, and I'm glad they chose that one.
To kind of wrap us up, where can people find more information about the event?
You can go to theweirdhomestour.com. And when you go there, it'll give you all information about tickets and where to go. And there's where the houses are located, a map and the times, and give you a brief rundown of each one of us.
That was Sam Malvaney speaking on the third annual Weird Homes Tour happening on November 16th. Sam, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for having me in.
For Nolivi and in New Orleans, I'm David Benedetto.